Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black, and I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. We are in the seventh week of the Living Large series, and we have an interview with Jessica Porter later, so stay tuned. It's going to be a half an hour of wonderful humor and knowledge from Jessica. I am on air with Sherry. Sherry, are you with us today?
I am here. Good morning, Patty, and good morning to everyone out there. We're so excited. This is our seventh week, and the seventh week is about being centered no matter what our challenges are. So we're going to go into a few things on that note. And next week, what we're going to do is we're going to do a recap on from the first week to the seventh week and just recap everything for you as what we've been talking about. We've gotten a lot of feedback and a lot of people that have taken notes and really gotten a lot of out of what we have been talking about. And we want to talk to some of the people that have had some changes in their life and use some of the things that we did discuss and were able to move through and make a difference in their lives. So I encourage anybody that has used some of our tools to write us and let us know so that you can maybe come on and talk with us next week. And I want to tell you all our little mantra, which we like to say at the end, but I want to say it now so I don't forget. But it's live simply, love generously, care deeply, and speak kindly. So those are some really nice things to think about as you're going through your week and you want to reflect on something like that. But, Patty, being centered no matter what the challenge is, that's what we're talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in being centered and always knowing who you are and always holding on to our beliefs and our values.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, how do you stay grounded to the beliefs and values and into this changing world where everything is changing around us?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's by always being conscious of who you are and never taking things for granted. And living our lives in a conscious state of mind and practicing ways of being that center us. I know for me, I need to be able to eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I need to exercise. And I need to practice my spiritual principles, and I need to meditate and have quiet time for meditation and prayer. So when I see I know that that's what I need.
Mm-hmm. And, well, you know, nutrition is
right,
an exercise that keeps your body and mind strong.
Right, and being able to get to that place of within yourself and center yourself, and be able to look within and find that we have all the answers that we need within us. That's a great way to, you know, to start my day, to end my day. Whenever I always tap into that, being able to stop for whether it's 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 20 minutes, and, you know, watch my breathing and get inside. You can do that when you're waiting in line at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's one thing that I like to practice, and that's standing tall, standing strong in my shoes. And that gives me a good feeling of balance and just being one. And it's something that you practice every day because we're always defying gravity and we're always, you know, we're aging. And so when I think of it, it's like stand tall, and it's like for sure, you know, there's always a little inch I can get in there because I was relaxed.
Wow, now I know why you're so tall. So, you know, we always need to develop also a compassionate heart towards ourselves and to others, and always give ourselves permission to get our needs met. You know, when we get in touch with what our needs are, we can become truer to ourselves, and we can stand up for who we are and what we want from ourselves. When we realize that we have choices, we really have a lot of choices,
mm-hmm.
and we can own the choices that we make. So when you're in that state of owning the choices that you make, that's a centering also, because you are going into something with a conscious mind and you've made your choice. You know, it doesn't matter what the choice is. You know, there
or what the outcome is.
Or what the outcome is. You definitely don't have to be attached to the outcome, mm-hmm. as we were talking about last week.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you make your choice, you take action, you move on. Also, yeah, getting clear with our direction. And, you know, that's when we can focus on what our purpose is and follow our passion. And, the clearer that we become in where we're going, we just, you know, we head into that direction and hold ourselves accountable, you know, to ourselves and follow through and do what we say we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I also have this other saying, say what you mean what you say, but don't say it mean.
Well, being centered is a vital part to life. If you're not in balance and in tune with who you are and feeling strong, you're just, you can go on a whirlwind through life. And as a part of the Living Large series, we want to take action and have control of ourselves and the discipline to live large.
Right, exactly. And to reach balance, it takes integrity. And it
takes a lot of integrity.
It takes a lot. Yeah. And being aware of our balance at every moment. You know, we can, and slowly bringing ourselves into alignment always. And that's one small step at a time, taking each moment, living it to the fullest. And yes, and living our life large, as we've been talking about this whole time, it's you know, being present for every moment and living it to the fullest, because you know you never get a second chance to make a first impression,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and you never get a second chance to pass this moment again. So it's you know, we're able to just, you know, where are your feet? Be grounded. You are where your feet are. And just take one step at a time. Go into one project at a time, one situation. If something comes up that you need to handle a situation, you know, we don't need to know the outcome of that. We just take small steps and we handle it. You know, when I find myself ungrounded or uncentered, I use a lot of breathing techniques. I meditate. I do energy work. There's a lot of great things out there on energy work. I work with body talk. I do
emotional freedom technique.
Emotional freedom technique. I love mm-hmm. that. And prayer, lots of prayer for me. I'm one that really believes in really getting close to my conscious contact with my higher power to be able to put it out there. You know, I take things away from, I get away from my own mind and I let it go and I release it and I put it out there to the universe. And it helps me move back into a more centered place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say one more thing. There is not a true path without center. And with center, the mind, the body, and the spirit merge. So when you are centered, your mind, your body, and your spirit merge. And then passion and commitment are a force that cannot be stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are unstoppable. You will take whatever you're doing, you take it to the fullest, whether it's a relationship, it's business, it's going after that car that you want, it's going on vacation, it's just living your life. You are coming from a place of ecstasy within.
That's great, Sherry. I really like that. That's, you know, this is the seventh week, and it sounds like it's, you know, if you think about it, it sounds like it's a very challenging part of the series. But it should really be the easiest part, because if you followed through week 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you should be at a point of flowing in your life, and you should be at a point of knowing who you are and where you're going. So you do connect those three points, which will help you feel balanced so that you can just grow and move forward.
So right.
I really like that, being unstoppable, like having your own power.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, because that's where it all is. It's the power is within us. And once we, you know, we do all these things. We talk about with visualization, you know, to visualize all that could be. It's not just thinking about it, mm-hmm. but it's seeing it actually happening. Visualize what you want before it happens. It's one of the most powerful tools, I can tell you.
Well, listeners, we want to hear from you, so pick up the phone. Give us a call at 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. We want to hear your feedback. And if you don't have access to a phone, or if you're not listening to us live, you can send us an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. This is Patty Black from Miami, Florida, the Magic City, bringing the Good News Show to you with Sherry.
Hi. Let's talk a little bit more about the visualization, because that's where, you know, all the things that we're achieving, we have to see it as it's already happening. And I've been talking to everybody about doing like 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes at night before you go to sleep, and visualize it with as much detail and imagination as you can, and exactly how you expect it to happen. And this is the movie screen of your life, people. This is who do you want in your movie? What players do you want in your movie? What action do you want? Where do you want to be? Where do you see yourself? Do you want to own a business? Do you want to go back to school? Do you want to own your home? Where are you going to travel to? See these things happening as it's already happening. And I also believe in doing affirmations. And you could be in like a place of like not feeling good about yourself. You're really in a pity pot about it. But if you turn that around and change the thoughts, change the words that you're saying, change the words that you're saying about yourself. I am a positive person. I am happy.
Happy.
I am joyful. I am full of life. I am energetic. I am living life to the fullest. Say these things like it's already happening, and it's really a powerful, powerful tool.
Mm-hmm.
Also, with talking about that, I just want to end with talking about gratitude a little bit, because there is nothing without gratitude. When we have gratitude, we open the doors to letting more come in. You know, we need to be able to be grateful for the people in our lives. We need to be able to tell the people in our lives how much we're grateful for them and be specific about it. Tell them what you like about them. Tell them how grateful you are about the things that, you know, you share together or what they do for you. And when somebody does something nice or loving, let them know that they did that and you're grateful for it. And have an attitude of gratitude. You know, it's a great way to start your day. It's a great way to be joyful and live your life. And when you are grateful, it passes that along to everybody around you, and you see more and more coming to you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And good news is being grateful is quite easy. It's just you change your thoughts.
Exactly.
Change the way you look at things, and the things you look at change.
Yay!
It's one of your favorite things to say,
yeah.
Sherry. We have a wonderful person who's going to be speaking with us in just a couple of minutes. Her name is Serena Morello, and we'll bring her in on air, and then after that we will have a half an hour interview with Jessica Porter. I'm so excited about this week. It's going to be a great interview.
Yes, we're really, really fortunate to have these two women, and I also want to say have been learning a lot of new things from Serena Morello also, and she's a great coach, so you'll enjoy this.
Okay, let's see if we can bring her in.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Hello, you're with the Good News Show. Is this Serena?
Yes, hi. Is this Sherry?
Hi, this is Sherry. Welcome to our show. We're very excited to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here.
Good, good. Listeners, we have Serena Morello on air with us. And Serena, could you please share with our listeners a little bit about your background?
I'd be delighted. The main thing that I'm doing right now is I'm the CEO of my record label, which is Shakti Music. And that record label is an independent record label devoted to producing CDs that assist the listener to tune into their higher selves and create inner peace. And, of course, my vision is that as each individual creates their own inner peace, that resonates in the world at large and helps the entire planet to be more peaceful. Mm-hmm. And I do continue with a private clinical practice in Boca Raton, specializing in mind-body medicine, biofeedback, and guided breath work as a licensed counselor. And as well, I work by telephone as a transformational coach.
Wow.
Quite a full day.
Well, I don't do it all every day.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps to keep me balanced.
Could you tell us a little bit about biofeedback and how that works in with fibromyalgia or different IBS or something of that sort? How do you work with that?
Actually, it sounds like you're pretty knowledgeable about this because fibromyalgia and IBS, which is irritable bowel syndrome, are both conditions that are called stress-related disorders, and they're very much helped with a combination of a technique called autogenics, and the results of it are measured with biofeedback. So biofeedback, which is a question you asked, essentially utilizes instruments to give the individual feedback about their bio or their biology, their body. And this CD, while it looks like it's a CD for meditation and relaxation, that's the primary CD that's produced by Shakti Music, is more than that because it includes biofeedback right in the CD.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What I've put in there is it's called a stress control biofeedback card, and it uses liquid crystal to measure the finger temperature. And finger temperature in biofeedback is usually measured by an instrument called a thermograph. Now, you might ask, well, why is it important to measure finger temperature? And the finger temperature is actually a look-see, I call it, into the autonomic nervous system. And mm-hmm. the way that it works is, as human beings, we're on automatic pilot with what's called a stress response.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to be, when we were out in the wild fighting wild tigers, we had to be able to respond immediately to a major stressor. And in order to do that, the circulation of the body had to leave the extremities and rush to the heart. Well, in today's world, we don't really have wild tigers leaping out at us, but we do have all of the stressors that we are dealing with on a daily basis,
mm-hmm.
like the telephone, like the technology, terrorists, the weather patterns, all the situations that we're dealing with in 2008 make the stress response that we're on automatic pilot within our body ineffective and actually create conditions that are stress-related. We're not supposed to be using the stress response that was meant to fight a tiger to deal with the stressors that we have in 2008. But there's a solution. And the solution is to learn how to voluntarily create a relaxation response in the body. And it's very easy to learn, and it only takes 20 minutes a day practicing, and that's what the Gateway to Inner Peace, which is the CD of Shakti Music, is devoted to.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like someone is just getting a CD. What they're really getting is a training program in learning how to create a relaxation response and using biofeedback to measure the results and making a difference in stress conditions such as fibromyalgia, you mentioned, irritable bowel syndrome, insomnia, chronic pain, high blood pressure, headaches.
Well, it sounds like everyone should have one of these CDs. I know I'm definitely getting one for a few friends that I know would definitely be useful for them.
Yeah, it's ideal, like before elective surgery, to get the body calm and relaxed, and for falling asleep at night more easily and comfortably. And it's specifically only 20 minutes long, because we don't have a whole lot of time to take to get there in our lives.
To get there, that's right. And does that 20 minutes involve listening to the CD, or is this something you can eventually do without the CD?
Well, it's actually, Sherry, the whole thing is it's designed with a 5-page booklet that is the equivalent of 4 clinical sessions, and so that would be like a $600 value for $20. And,
wow.
and it's the 5-page booklet describes the instructions on how to do it. It's very easy. You don't even really have to read it, but it helps to read it and become more knowledgeable about it. And it's meant to be practiced with for 21 days. Deepak Chopra, who is one of our leading theorists of mind-body medicine, says that it takes 21 days to put a new habit into the physiology of the body. So practicing with this 21 days, at least once a day, that's 20 minutes once a day, and then the purchaser of the CD is invited to email me or telephone me, and I give them a minute and a half version when they no longer need the CD, because then they're on automatic pilot with a relaxation response. We have to learn how to do a relaxation response, but it's easy to learn, and it's fun, and it's enjoyable, and it's quiet time, internal quiet time.
Okay, now, can they do this, like, if they're not in their home and they're out and they're with a stressful situation comes up, once they know the automatic response, they can go right to that?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, totally, with just the breath. The breath is included on it. The breathing exercises, the visualization, the affirmations is all included. And the technique that's utilized is called autogenics. And I didn't actually discover autogenics. It was discovered in Europe in the 30s by a couple of medical doctors, Luth and Schultz. And it's comparable to meditation. In fact, I got there through meditation. I started out by teaching yoga and meditation, and I wanted to bring that to medicine. And the best way to do that is actually through autogenics, because it is such a powerful technique. As I said, it only takes 20 minutes, and one develops that same kind of internal awareness and autonomic control. And what basically is happening is that we're gaining voluntary control over the autonomic nervous system. And that nervous system regulates the cardiovascular, the gastrointestinal, the immune, the respiratory, the circulatory, and the urological. And so any condition that exists within those systems is benefited by doing autogenics.
Wow.
Kind of amazing.
Wow. That is amazing. That's good news.
I even had a 90-year-old gentleman whose wife died, and he developed high blood pressure afterwards, and they put him on medication. You know, he was 90 already. But he'd gone so long without medication that he didn't want to start using it. So he started practicing with the autogenics and measuring it with a biofeedback, the little stress card like in the CD, and he was able to lower his medication and eventually get off of it.
Wow. Well, this is something that I'm so happy that you were able to come onto our show and share this with our listeners, because it sounds like it could really help people. And at this point, we have a couple of minutes left, so I'd like to know if you have an email address or a telephone number that you'd like to give our listeners,
yes,
so that they know how to...
I sure do, and I'd love to hear from them. I forgot to mention a really special thing. It's been reissued with a new cover and original artwork by Eileen Seitz, who's a famous Coconut Grove artist, and her work is healing in itself just to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Her website is www.eileenseitz.com, and mine is www.shaktimusic.com, SHAKTI TIMUSIC, and the telephone number is 561-482-2345.
Okay, good. And then EileenSites.com, could you spell that for our listeners?
Yes, it's EileenSites.com.
And I am familiar with Eileen's artwork. She's a fabulous artist.
Oh, she's a fabulous artist. And her work graces the cover of the CD and also the CD itself.
Right.
But
so they actually, with the new CD, they're actually getting a piece of Eileen's artwork.
They are getting an original piece of Eileen's artwork on the cover of the CD. And I think I made a mistake. It's S-E-I-T-Z.
S-E-I-T-Z.
Right.
Okay.
And I would be happy to answer any questions of your listener or help them to prepare for elective procedures like surgery or any way that they wanted to utilize this CD as a part of their healing protocol. It's kind of my mission to get this out because I'm the only therapist in the United States that has permission from the Menica Clinic in Topeka, Kansas, to produce the particular protocol that this autogenics is all about. There is no other therapist in the United States that has that permission. So I feel a kind of mission to get the work out there.
Right. Well, you've been honored with that mission.
I feel honored with it.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually, the protocol was developed by the co-founder of Biofeedback. Her name is Elise Green, Dr. Elise Green.
Dr. Elise Green.
Yes. So I'm blessed with being granted that permission to have this protocol on this 20-minute CD.
Oh,
well, this is very exciting because we all, as you say, we all need to be able to come back to that place of inner strength, to center ourselves more often than not with what we're dealing with.
At least once a day to refuel, to re-quiet the mind and refuel the body, you know. And it has a cumulative effect when we take that time to empty the mind and quiet it, and then we actually have more energy afterwards. Our sleep is better. Our digestion is easier. Our elimination is better. The whole body functions more.
The whole body functions better. And well, Serena, it's been an honor having you on our show. I do hope that maybe sometime in the future we could have you on the show again. It sounds like you have a world of knowledge to share.
Oh, I would love to, and I have so much more to share. I'd be happy to do that.
Okay, good. So we're out of time at right now, so we're going to sign off. I want to thank you.
And we thank you very much, and we're very excited about this, all this new news that you have shared with us, and we're looking forward to meeting you.
I look forward to meeting you as well, and this has been a real joy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Peace and health.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, listeners, we want to hear from you. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. Give us a good news story today. Call 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. We want feedback on Serena Morello. She's an incredible woman. If you don't have access to a telephone or if you're not listening to us live, you can always send an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. This is Patty Black bringing the Good News Show to you from Miami, Florida, the Magic City, and I am on air with Sherry.
Hi, everybody. And live simply, love generously, care deeply, and speak kindly. And we are very excited because we are going to have Jessica Porter coming on with us this morning. And she is an amazing woman with also an incredible sense of humor, but so much knowledge. Really excited that you're going to be getting this knowledge because when we went on the holistic holiday cruise and we met with Jessica, we were really surprised and delighted to find, you know, so much information that we could really use in our own lives, and definitely brought back a lot of knowledge to friends of mine and tried to encourage them also to take a look at another path and another way.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward to talking with
her. I think we have Jessica online here. Good morning. You're with the Good News Show.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good morning, Jessica.
Finally, so happy to have you with us.
Well, thank you, and thanks for getting me up earlier than I normally get up. It's like, wow, it's beautiful this time of day.
Tell me, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Toronto.
That's what I
Where it's finally gone from, you know, unseasonably cold this winter. And, I mean, more like the winters of my childhood, and then now suddenly extremely hot. So it's an interesting transition to make.
Right, and what time is it for you there?
It's same. I mean, you guys are in Florida, so we're in the same time zone.
Oh, good, okay.
Because it's a mystery. Because St. Jerry, I don't know what time she'll be in.
I know, and 6:30 is not exactly early for most of the world, but I'm a night owl, so it's
So we're privileged here.
Well, it's good to be up
thank you.
Well, we would like for you to tell our listeners a bit about yourself and your background.
Okay, well, I grew up in kind of a traditional, I mean, I don't mean traditional in any of the true senses of the word, a typical North American family. My parents were divorced when I was really young. I watched a lot of TV and ate dinner out of the microwave and was a product of my culture in every sense. And then in my early 20s, I actually, I was smoking cigarettes from the age of 14. I smoked 2 packs of cigarettes a day. Mm-hmm. And very early on, I mean, I went from 0 to 60 in the smoking department really quickly. And after 6 years, I watched my mother, who had smoked for 35 years, quit using hypnosis in one day. And I was just flabbergasted by that because I'd never, you know, I knew her as someone who struggled with it a lot. And I said to her, can I do that too? And she said, sure. And she made an appointment with a psychologist for me who also did hypnotherapy here in Toronto. And in one session, I quit what had been a very pernicious, baffling addiction. And from that day, I mean, I say to people that was probably the first time I'd ever understood what people meant by miracle, like something that happened without any logical underpinning. I just started exploring life, capital L, and one of the things that I got into was the macrobiotic diet. Now that I wasn't smoking, my body was clean enough to actually do some clean things with it, and I got into eating whole grains and vegetables, seaweed. I mean, it took a while to make the transition from junk food eater to doing that all of the time, but then I was deeply, deeply interested in it, not just as a way of eating, but as a philosophy. And I went from someone who had quite a strong eating disorder. I mean, I had been compulsive overeater. I was obsessed with food. I was obsessed with calories and exercise. It was my entire life. Like, my whole life revolved around what I put in my mouth and how much I weighed.
Mm.
And I actually struggled with that for a while using macrobiotics. But then the whole natural foods kind of took over, and they took my body hostage, and they took my mind hostage, and they took my spirit hostage in the best possible sense. And I was freed from layers and layers and layers of conflict and what I would call slavery. I moved to the Cushy Institute in Western Massachusetts. I really dove in deep. I became a private chef. I was a macrobiotic chef to sort of sick people, rich people, and famous people for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved to Maine, and one of the things that started happening when I moved to Maine is I got this signal from the universe, like just tapping on my intuition again and again and again to write a book. And I'd never written anything in my life. I was like, what are you saying to me? You've got to be kidding, write a book. What a stupid instruction. And it kept coming. I kept saying, you have to write a book, right? I was like, no, you can't be serious. And I actually resisted the call to write something for a year. And then finally, it just kept coming, and I was embarrassed and ashamed. I was like, God, this seems so grandiose that I'm being told to write a book. And I opened up a file, on my computer that said best-selling book, and it took me 4 years from the moment I opened that file to seeing my book in a bookstore. But I wrote something called The Hip Chick's Guide to Macrobiotics. Mm-hmm. And
I love that title.
Yeah,
thank
I love the
you.
Book.
Thank you. It was a book that, honestly, I feel like the universe had written and then just chose me as its humble servant to channel it. And I know those words are kind of, you know, new age gobbledygook, but there's an understanding of macrobiotics that there's actually an invisible world. It's like everything that we experience in the material world has a visible world underpinning. It comes from like a template of, I mean, for instance, a seed has the genetic code of whatever plant it's going to become. So basically it exists before the plant happens. And so the things that we do, we're learning through the law of attraction and people practicing The Secret and stuff, that there are thoughts and feelings and ideas long before things happen. So this book existed, and I just it and then I made it exist in the material world.
You
so
brought it.
Mm-hmm. It was an amazing experience, and yeah. Now it's been out for 4 years, and people seem to enjoy it, and I get interviewed by people like you.
Right. Yeah. So with the macrobiotics, you know, we. Being on the cruise and seeing the panel of incredible people that talk about how they've turned their diseases around, how is, you know, it's hard to imagine, and yet it's so true. So can you tell us a little bit about that and what you learned from that?
Sure. I mean, it was something that took a while for my head to get around when I first was introduced to it, but now it makes perfect sense to me that traditionally in China, when you had a doctor who was generally an acupuncturist who would, you know, create herbal concoctions as well, there was an understanding that you only paid your doctor, or you didn't pay your doctor if you got sick.
Mm-hmm.
That your being sick meant that your doctor wasn't doing his job. He wasn't keeping you in a state of balance.
Mm-hmm.
That the human body is constantly seeking and recreating this thing that in Western medicine we don't study all that much called health or homeostasis or balance. And it is a dynamic, ever-shifting experience, but there are parameters of it that are well known in Eastern medicine. One of the parameters of it is that generally our bloodstream seeks alkalinity, and it's becoming understood in Western medicine that cancer has a very difficult time, if not an impossible time, thriving in an alkaline environment. So let's just take the bloodstream as an example. The macrobiotic diet is a diet designed to bring the body back to that place where it functions from its lowest stress, where it functions as effortlessly as possible, and we're not producing any unnecessary conflict in the blood or in the organs or in the tissue of the body. And in fact, when we allow the body to come to that place through eating certain foods, and the foods aren't magical foods, they're just natural foods, but in certain proportions, when we come to that place long enough and consistently enough, former imbalances that have been created, like hardnesses, weaknesses, tumors, cysts, any sort of aberrant growth, can be dissolved once that balance or homeostasis is maintained. So what people do when you see them magically cure themselves with macrobiotics is they brought their bloodstream and hence their body over time to this place where it literally sloughs off any weirdness or growth that it has created in the past through being out of balance. And the foods that you do it with, I mean, are whole grains. And when I say whole grains, very often these days, whole grains get used in commercials like, ooh, whole grain cereal, whole grain bread. And that's a whole grain that's been pulverized and made into a flour and then rebuilt into some new form. Whole grains in the macrobiotic diet are literally whole grains that are still intact. They are that seed with the genetic code that can make a plant. So brown rice, barley, millet, quinoa, rye, spelt, and a number of other ones. vegetables, bean products, so the chief source of protein is vegetable protein from beans or tofu, tempeh, a little bit of fish for some people. Very little fruit compared to the North American diet.
And why is that?
Well, too much fruit can, I mean, fruit, when you break it down, is a lot of water and a lot of simple sugar. Some fiber, which is very good for you, but you can get lots of fiber from grains and vegetables as well. So in terms of its nutritional makeup, you're getting a lot of ingredients that when you eat too much of it can make your bloodstream weak and can reduce that alkalinity or challenge that alkalinity. So in order to keep the blood really strong and mineralized and magnetic, you want to reduce fruit. That doesn't mean eliminating it completely, but having a piece of fruit maybe 3 times a week as opposed to 3 times a day. Lots and lots of vegetables. Sea vegetables. So we're eating literally seaweed, which is strongly mineralized. And in fact, the alkalinity of the sea is very much what we want in our bloodstream. Your blood is salty like the sea. Miso soup, seasonings that people may not be familiar with yet, but if you've eaten Japanese restaurants, you've certainly had them. Some sweets, there are natural sweeteners like brown rice syrup, barley malt. I mean, I have a big sweet tooth, so if there weren't sweets in macrobiotics, you wouldn't be talking to me right now. And a couple other little things like pickles, condiments, weird little foods that I don't want to scare anybody off. I think seaweed's scary enough, so.
It is.
Anyway, in combination, all of those foods are very cleansing to the body.
And people that have stomach problems and digestion and the different stomach issues, so they would also benefit greatly from putting themselves on this type of diet.
Yeah, it's funny, it's going to sound very facile when I say it, but I cooked once for Patsy Ramsey, who was JonBenet Ramsey's mother, and it was a very interesting time because it was right after that whole thing went down, meaning the death of her daughter, and she was in an absolute state. She was completely sedated, and she was a very interesting woman, Patsy Ramsey, and she herself had gone through a cancer issue before she passed away, I mean, years before JonBenet died. And the reason I bring her up is that she asked one of the most interesting questions anyone has ever asked me, because people often come to Macrobiotics, people say, well, what about stomach issues? What about leukemia? What about this? What about, you know, my weight? What? And they ask from all these symptomatic places. And Patsy Ramsey, when we had lunch together, and I only cooked for her once, but it was an interesting experience, she said, so does macrobiotics cure everything? And I hesitate to use the word cure because you can actually get into like practicing medicine with a license. But what she saw is that if the body is in that dynamic state of health and that dynamic state of balance, no physical or even emotional or spiritual issues should dominate. So absolutely, someone coming to the macrobiotic diet with digestive issues, I would recommend, unless they have what's called celiac disease or, you know, a genetic gluten intolerance, the diet has a lot of grain in it that might have a lot of gluten in it, which can be difficult for people with that issue. But otherwise, absolutely, it brings the body to the center, and all sorts of crazy stuff that we're handling topically, like use this cream or take this shot or you need steroids, all that stuff, if you bring the body, and we were, you know, the topic today I know is centering, so physiologically, if you bring the body back to center, things disappear, including yourself. And I was thinking this morning, the whole topic of being centered, there's a number of different ways of doing it. And within the macrobiotic diet, it has a really physiological base, which is you bring your body to whole grains, or you bring whole grains to your body, you chew them extremely well, like I'm talking crazy amounts of chewing, like 100 times a mouthful. And the body just finds this place, this center that you may have never known was even there. And it's a physiological reality, and it's a place where the self, the ego, the thing that we identify with in the world gets a little fuzzy and even starts to disappear. And I think the whole concept of centering is really interesting because it's spiritual as much as anything. Like, who am I when I'm centered? What is centered?
Right.
I used to be an actress, and in acting class, they would always say, you have to get centered. And I was like, what are you talking about? And now I really get it. I practice it every day.
It's almost a foreign concept to many people.
Absolutely.
Because we're usually living outside of being centered, and that causes many problems, physically, emotionally.
Mm.
You had said that it also took you a while before you really got to the place where you were having your three macrobiotic meals. That, you know, because it comes that, you know, you start it, you, well, for me anyway, coming back from the cruise and being so introduced to everything, we came right back and we went to the store and bought the whole store out of sea vegetables. We had cabinets full of sea vegetables. And so now it's just finding that balance of what works and, you know, and what doesn't work. And so with you, is that the way it was also, where it took you a little while to say, okay, this is it now?
It did. I mean, I think it took about 3 years from my first macrobiotic class to eating three macrobiotic meals a day.
That's
happily.
Very, very refreshing for me to hear.
Yeah, I think it's helpful for people to hear that. I mean, I really think...
And
you, know,
and you didn't need it for any ailments. You were just, this was just the
correct.
Way it was. Yeah.
Yes, I was, you know, all of 21, 2 or 3 years old, I think about 23 years old, and my ailments were depression, an eating disorder, but no, I did not manifest any disease per se that needed, you know, some kind of physical support. So I had the luxury to play, to discover for myself, to really surrender to it on my own time and organically. And I really encourage people, if that's their path, to do it, because quite frankly, there's a whole other eating disorder that you can slide into here, which is called macrobiotics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really important that unless you need to go on a prescriptive regimen, which many people do, but if you don't need to do that, I don't know, we're all on a journey here, you know? We all have our own stories, and it has their own twists and turns, mm-hmm. and we have layers of our psyche that are possibly very important to protect. Maybe it's necessary to explore them deeply to really find out who we are and to become peaceful with ourselves and with the universe itself. And if we've experienced trauma in our lives and those layers of self start to unwind, it can be important to get support to, in other words, there are puzzle pieces here, and diet is just one of them. So for me to barrel, I mean, first of all, I never had the discipline to do it, but to barrel sort of whole hog into eating perfect food every day would be throwing myself into something really radical. I mean, it would be like the, you know, my own personal Guantanamo Bay of health. And I don't recommend it. I think you need to find out. And so what I say to people in the book is just start eating whole grains. Eat whole grains every day. Chew them well. Make a pot of brown rice on Monday. Eat it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Once a day, twice a day is fine. Then make something else on Wednesday night. Eat it Thursday, Friday. And whole grains will start to make decisions for you.
Mm.
And it's really true. Whole grains change your direction. It's almost like they move your steering wheel, and suddenly your bloodstream is starting to make new decisions for you. And then you don't have to be burdened with, like, oh my God, I have to, you know, create this map and it's got to be perfect and I can't ever deviate. If you're getting whole grains into your bloodstream on a daily basis, nature starts to take over.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be threatening in and of itself, actually, but it's real.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, you know, neurotic.
So at that point, something happens, and it sounds like you start to become a little more aware of your intuition for what your body needs.
Well said. And what happens as well is these complex carbohydrates, if you chew them well, a number of things happen, but one is the complex carbohydrate, when it gets absorbed really well, sends good quality blood sugar to your brain. Your brain needs more sugar than any organ in your body, and when your brain has good quality blood sugar, you start to think more clearly. You make different decisions. You feel centered. You feel relaxed. Whole grains also contain lots of B vitamins, and B vitamins calm the nervous system, so you're able to just be present in a way that you probably can't normally. Whole grains also contain tons of fiber, so fiber attracts and helps to discharge toxins from the body. It attracts and helps to discharge excess hormones from the body. So just eating whole grains is a huge physiological shift. And it helps you get in touch with your intuition. Your blood becomes more magnetic and mineralized. And you just start to wake up. I mean, I say to people, whole grains are powerful. You plant a whole grain, something grows. You plant a piece of pizza, nothing grows. Or, you know, a college dormitory grows.
And
but not a plant.
You know, everybody's been on this protein kick and, you know, staying away from grains. So what do you say to people like that that are so afraid to eat so much of the grains?
Get over it. No.
Move on.
Well, if you look at the human body and what it needs, I mean, for instance, a car. What do we do most with our cars? Is we fill them with gasoline. Every once in a while.
Very expensive gasoline.
Yes, these days. Gold. We pour gold in the gasoline. Second to that, we get like a tune-up or we get an oil change. And finally, if it's really necessary, we'll get body work done. Now, those aren't exact analogies, but the human body needs more than anything gasoline. And gasoline for cells to do what cells need to do is carbohydrate. It's sugar. We run on sugar. The question is, what's the quality of the sugar going in? If you're putting simple sugars in and eating candy bars all day, that's lousy gasoline. That's pouring sand into your gas tank, or worse than sand, like fire.
Mm.
And it explodes quickly, and then it disappears. Complex carbohydrate in the form of whole grains and vegetables is the best quality gasoline you can put in your body. Secondarily, the macronutrients are protein and fat. And so let's think of getting your tune-up as the protein. Your cells are constantly building and breaking down. Protein is what you need to build a cell so that it regenerates after it's broken down. Now, I'm not suggesting that we don't need protein every day. We do. But we're not building and breaking down cells as much as they're simply using sugar to get you moving your day.
Mm-hmm.
So protein is secondary to complex carbohydrate, and fat is even tertiary to that. So considering the Atkins diet and diets like that took the carbs out and upped the protein and fat, on a nutritional level, it's kind of the opposite of what we need, and that's why the body goes into freak-out mode and starts burning its fat, because it needs the carbohydrate, needs the sugar or the fuel so badly in that state of affairs.
Mm-hmm.
Even Dr. Atkins said, when you eat carbohydrate, make sure it's really good quality so that you don't, you know, mess with your system. I mean, in other words, he did alert the American public, which previous to that had been fat phobic and was eating all these cookies with no fat in them. He did alert us to the dangers of simple carbohydrates. And for that, I'm extremely grateful. I mean, it was a teaching that was necessary. He just went too far in the other direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he went extreme.
Yeah, and I mean, it made sense on a short-term basis, but it's really not good for overall health, and we've discovered that in studies. Like, it's, you know, not only is it not a diet to go on to support your internal organs over time, they're even discovering that, you know, yes, within 6 months, people on the high high-protein, low-carbohydrate diet will lose weight, but after about 6 months, it all evens out in the end. And the people on the Dean Ornish diet or the macrobiotic diet who are high complex carbohydrates and lower protein and fat actually do much better over time.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. This has been really, really great hearing all this great information. Mm-hmm. I've been talking about having you on for so long. So,
Jessica,
cool.
could you tell us about your two hypnosis CDs?
Sure. I'm also a hypnotherapist. I went on from quitting smoking to becoming one. And I've created these two CDs for people using food to help them in their lives, specifically the macrobiotic diet, but it's not limited to that. One's called Healing with the Hip Chick, and for anyone who wants to use their subconscious mind to help their body heal itself, that's perfect for that. And the other one's called Hip Chick Hypnosis, and it's just a track that takes you deep, deep into relaxation to take all the stresses of the day and just flush them down the toilet and bring you yourself back to this nice, centered, relaxed place. They're mm-hmm. available on my website and through Amazon.com, and my website is hipchicksmacrobiotics.com. And I've created a set of 8 cooking classes which cover all the basics of the macrobiotic diet, and as of this week, they will be available on my website for download.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so
great.
I'm really excited about that. They're 90 minutes each, and they go literally from soup to nuts, and they're really, really fun because I also have a background in stand-up comedy, so I try and make my cooking classes really fun.
We've been in your cooking classes, and
they're
exciting.
They're quite entertaining.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I think if we're not having fun, what's the point?
That's right.
Okay, so your website is Hip Chicks Macrobiotics.
HipChicksMacrobiotics.com, exactly.
.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we have about 3 or 4 minutes left. Do you have any words of wisdom you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Words of wisdom. Well, getting up at 6:30 is great because you can get that much more done. I think I would just reiterate, like, for anyone who's been curious about macrobiotics or been intimidated by it, to just eat whole grains and not even think of it as the macrobiotic diet or that you're doing something radical. Just let yourself go back to what I call sort of the gentle, forgiving bed of whole grains and let yourself rest there in a peaceful way, and you'll figure out the next step. You know, life isn't meant to be too complicated, and we're not meant to struggle as hard as we do, and being centered is being in our parasympathetic nervous system and just letting ourselves relax, and whole grains will help you do that, and then you can figure out the next step, but you don't need to do everything today. One mm-hmm. grain at a time.
One grain at a time.
I love that. That's great. That fits my motto beautifully.
Well, yeah. We should.
And what are you off
stickers.
To next, Jessica?
What am I off to next?
Yeah.
Well, I am going to Portland, Maine next week, where I'm going to make an audiobook of my book. My book is a cookbook, but it only actually contains 80 recipes. The rest of it is macrobiotic philosophy. And my goal in writing the book was to make the philosophy available and interesting. I always found it the most fabulous part of the diet, and I didn't really understand why no one wrote about it in a funny, interesting way. So I'm making an audiobook of that for download or to listen to in the car, and that's my next project. And then I'm doing something. I've created something called Hypnosis for Actors. So that's, I think, the next couple of years I'm going to concentrate on that.
That's interesting, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
we'll
talk to them as well about food and how food can center them as actors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, we're down to our last minute, so we do need to sign off. We want to thank you very much for being with us here today, Jessica.
Well, thank you, ladies. It's been a pleasure, and I hope you have great, great days. And to all
thank
the listeners,
you, thank you.
Enjoy.
Yes, looking forward to seeing you again soon.
Yes. Well, take care, and
okay.
I'll talk to you later.
All right,
okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.